It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Maggie Castry.
Our guest today is Sally Payne, Assistant Director of Workforce Development at Missouri Career Center. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
The first prescriptions for medical marijuana may be written in as early as January 2020, I understand. And now we know that effectively managing controlled substances is good for public health and for business, and both of these are essential to our democracy. How is the Missouri Career Center helping employers prepare for this change?
The Missouri Job Center or Career Center were referred to both. You know, employers are one of our biggest customers, and we hold industry-specific roundtable events every quarter in IT, construction, manufacturing, and healthcare. And we've also held two educational forums specifically on the legalization of marijuana for our state to educate those employers and potential job seekers.
Are you finding a lot of interest?
Our roundtables have been very well attended. It comes up every conversation at one of our roundtables. And it really is what led us to have those legalization forums. And they have been overwhelmingly attended. We had approximately 150 at the job center for our first one, and the second one about the same.
Excellent.
And they've been very well attended.
Well, many prescription drugs can affect employee performance if they're used in excess. And benzodiazepines for depression and opioids for pain are two that immediately come to mind. Yet most current drug screens before hiring or after an accident don't test for those substances. So why not?
Basically, marijuana is on that list as a Schedule I drug. And as long as it remains on Schedule I, it is considered illegal, which is why employers and those drug screens don't screen it out. And until the DEA removes that from Schedule I, which really just takes a petition, it will remain there.
An employer then is looking, they don't inquire about those medications. They're just looking at job performance, basically. As long as you're doing your job, it's not their business what kind of medications you're taking.
Correct.
Interesting.
Correct.
Well, so what is it about marijuana, especially other than the Schedule I, that causes employers concern?
From what we've heard, the feedback that we've received from our legalization forums, and, you know, this is the most common concerns, they're worried about what does impairment mean? There's no definition for impairment. THC stays in your system for many weeks, depending on your weight and other factors. And unlike alcohol, there's no breathalyzer test, in essence, for marijuana. They're worried about, do I have to let them work under influence? What does this mean for me? Do I have to provide an accommodation if someone is a qualified cardholder? And the answer is yes. Can I just do a blanket, no tolerance, no marijuana, no cardholder policy? The answer is no. That would be discriminatory because you're discriminating against the underlying qualified condition that would qualify you for a card.
If an employer were to do across-the-board drug testing, have you seen that happen?
Yes. We had a conversation at one of our manufacturing roundtables, and it was very interesting. A manufacturer, a local manufacturer, did a blanket test across his whole second shift. It was 100 of his employees, 20% tested positive for marijuana in their system. And his policy, his company policy, had a no tolerance, and if that showed up on a drug screen, they were immediately terminated. So in one afternoon, he lost 20% of his second shift, which meant 20 people. And when the unemployment rate is basically full employment or 2.5%, as it is in the city now, it's extremely hard for an employer to replace, you know, 20 people within.
So what do you advise employers to do then in this difficult situation?
Well, I would advise, first of all, to educate themselves. Education is key. Training of their supervisors to look at what's an impairment, look at, you know, reasonable suspicion, and really take a hard look at their policy. And, you know, whether that's having somebody review them, they have to define what are safety-sensitive positions. They have to look at essential functions on their job descriptions. They have to, you know, put in their policy, they need to have a solid drug testing policy. They need to have a solid discipline policy as well, and have a good medical review officer that can review those drug tests.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this unfolds.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Sally, for being on our program today. Our guest has been Sally Payne, Assistant Director of Workforce Development at Missouri Career Center, and we've been talking about medical marijuana at work. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this story and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.